Hello and welcome to my international MBA episode number 13. Lucky number 13. My name is Helene and thanks for joining me today. Yes, it has been a few weeks again. Seems like a frequent occurrence this quarter. This past week was midterm, so definitely a lot of things have happened since Leading at the Edge weekend, which was September 30th through October 2nd for me. At the weekend, we were in Florissant, Colorado, up in the mountains, fresh air, and it was still pretty good weather, like summer, fall weather. So we didn't have to bundle up in snow clothes like our colleagues had to do this past weekend. So at Leading at the Edge, what we did was we did some orienteering, so that means we were using our compasses and working together as a team trying to get to from point to point. And then the second day, we did the high ropes course, and let me tell you, that was my first time doing anything so physical outside. I tried to climb up the wooden ladder with my one of my teammates, and I couldn't. I wanted to, but I could feel that I really could not. I did not have the strength to do it. But I had fun. I kept going with every activity we went to, like the rock climbing wall. I kept going up the wall, even though I couldn't exactly get past this one point. There was this one grip that really I could not hold on to, and I could not figure out how to get up. The last day we were there, it was quite an epic day for me. We were walking through the woods, trying to complete many activities, and in one activity we were rappelling down actual rocks. Of course, everything was guided by a facilitator, so it wasn't like we were off on our own and risking our lives, but as I was rappelling down the rocks, I suddenly looked down, and I have a slight fear of heights, and when I realized how high up I was, I could feel that my body was tensing, and it was a moment of panic, but I broke through that moment, and I'm happy to say that, that made me feel relieved to see that I could get through that, and also my teammates were proud of me for getting through it. Anyway, since Leading at the Edge about 2 weeks ago, it's been pretty crazy around here. I know I can't say that enough. Lots of papers, lots of projects due. Not so many exams. I had an exam in my statistics class, but that went pretty well. I'm definitely making more connections here. I had an informational interview with the president of Bridge on Wednesday to talk about my business idea, and today I got to meet with my friend, Young, who is from Boulder, and he also owns an idea coaching service. And I feel definitely I'm making progress on my company idea. Of course, everything's still a little vague, so I don't have many details still, but it's slowly getting there, and it's always good to just connect with others, and it's just a good feeling. Oh, by the way, I will be the team captain for my Racing Case team. In case you guys have not heard of Racing Case, it is a case competition and a ski race combined into one competition, and I'm really excited for it. It's definitely made me more assertive being the team captain for this, and I'm just reminded of case competition that I did my senior year at George Mason, and our team did really well at that one. We actually won the school-wide competition, so I'm aiming for that again this time around, and let's just see how it goes. All right, if you have any questions, feel free to leave a comment on this blog post transcript, or just send me an email, and I hope I will be able to update you guys next week. All right, take care. Bye.